couple weeks ago, my family and I went out to our garden and picked a big bucket of strawberries. I hope that some of you have had the pleasure of eating a homegrown organic strawberry before. I will admit that I do love my strawberry patch, and I think my wife, Lauren, was probably tired of hearing me talk about my strawberry patch until she got to taste the strawberries here this year. My strawberry patch began 3-4 years ago with 4 little strawberry plants. And I learned something as the strawberries started to grow. Some of you might know what a runner is, a strawberry runner. I didn't know. And I was watching as the strawberry plants were growing that a branch of the strawberry plant, if it touched good soil, roots would start to grow. It would form a new strawberry plant. I loved that because it didn't mean that I had to go buy a bunch of more strawberry plants and spend $5 per strawberry plant so that I could fill my strawberry patch. Before I knew it, I had 50 strawberry plants that had been replicated over the years in this little strawberry patch. And I share that because that is an example of what's happening at our ministry in Honduras. 10 years ago, we went down and we planted a couple little strawberry plants. We started one after-school program with 30 kids, and over the years, that vision has grown. We serve around 325 children in our little town of Honduras, Copan Ruinas. We employ around 75 teenagers. And recently, we've had the blessing of receiving leaders from around Latin America, like the ones you'll hear from today, who have come, been impacted by what we're doing, and they say, this is exactly what we need in our communities, our countries. So we're here today to celebrate this ministry replicating in other areas of Latin America. And I really see our ministry as a strawberry runner of Dayspring, an extension of Dayspring in Honduras. And now that's a generation or two further along, and it's being replicated in other areas of Latin America. So today really is a fulfillment of a lot of hoping that one day I could bring some folks that I get to work with in Honduras who've impacted my life so much and to be with us here sharing with you. Eric said that I could preach today, but I gave the spot to my friends Jorge and Carolina. They're here from Colombia. They have a lot of experience doing peace and reconciliation work in war zones of conflict in Colombia. They are part of our training program, wanting to go back and replicate what we've done in Honduras. They have graduated from a great little Baptist seminary in Cali, Colombia, and are very excited to share with you. I looked at the lectionary passages for today, and I was really excited because knowing that this sermon would be translated, I saw the passage from John, and I thought, loving one another, that's going to be a really easy way to go, easy for translation, and they chose the Revelation passage for preaching today. But their passion is preaching and teaching. They're very excited to share with you. They're top-notch. We love them. My friend Victor will be translating the sermon, so it will be a different style of receiving. But I was inspired by the last verse of the first song we read, which said, "We die alone, for on its own each member loses fire, yet joined in one flame burns on to give warmth and light and to inspire." So I hope that you're inspired by the words that they're bringing for you today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We don't speak English very much. We are learning in Honduras. So that's the reason we are going to preach in Spanish. Thanks God we have Victor, We were practicing in a way in the couple, so he's so very a good translator.
Vamos a ver. No. We'll see.
Thank you, Victor. Thank you for having us here, and thanks God for this opportunity.
Okay, let's pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for our brothers and sisters who join us today from Latin America, for Marcia, for Jorge, for Carolina. Today we are reminded in a special way that whenever we gather, Christians are gathering all around the world in your name to worship and to pray. And so today we especially remember and we pray for the churches that our friends come from, the churches in Copan, Honduras, churches in Cartagena, Bucaramanga, and Cali, Colombia. We pray for our brothers and sisters there and for the work that you are doing in and through them. And we give you thanks for the opportunity to hear of that work today. We thank you and we pray for our friends Jorge and Carolina as they bring your word to us. Open our hearts that we might hear and believe. Amen. Amen. El texto quiere que leo. Okay. The text from today that they have chosen is the Revelation text, and they've asked me to read it for you again. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." And then he said, "Write this down. These words are trustworthy and true." He said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To thirsty I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life." Amen.
Amen. Muy buenos días para todos. Un gusto estar aquí con ustedes.
Good morning to all. It is a real pleasure to be with you this morning.
Y me encanta experimentar cómo Dios nos une como cuerpo de Cristo, como somos de diferentes culturas, hablamos diferentes idiomas, pero se siente el amor que hay entre hijos de Dios.
And I'm always thrilled to experience again how though we are different from different languages and countries and cultures, we are also one in Christ. And I'm excited to experience that this morning.
Así que Dios es maravilloso, sencillamente.
God truly is marvelous.
Hay un joven teólogo que nos inspiró mucho a nosotros. Él fue Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
The young German theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer has been a real inspiration to us.
Y él estaba muy preocupado por todas las señales y los problemas sociales que vivía en su época.
He was worried about the signs of the times and the problems he was seeing and experiencing in his time.
Y él preguntaba a sus familias, a sus parientes, ¿qué estaba pasando? ¿Cómo responder a la problemática en ese momento?
And Bonhoeffer asked his family, his friends, his advisors, what was going on in his time.
Pero recibía respuestas como, es mejor no saber nada. Entre menos sepas, es mucho mejor.
He even asked members of the Nazi government that he knew what was happening. And they all told him, it's better not to know.
¿Para qué buscar problemas? ¿Para qué buscar más situaciones difíciles? Quédate quieto.
Stay quiet. Don't go looking for trouble. You don't want to know what's happening.
Pero Dietrich Bonhoeffer llegó a una conclusión diferente.
But Dietrich Bonhoeffer came to a very different conclusion.
Un cristiano como usted y como yo.
A Christian like you and like me.
Tiene que saber qué está pasando en nuestro mundo actual.
Has to know what's happening in our world.
Así que a través de este texto de Apocalipsis queremos ver dos desafíos que Dios nos da para trabajar en los contextos que nos rodean.
And so out of this text in Revelation, we have some signs that we think God wants us to understand about how we are to work in our own context.
Y el primer desafío que tenemos como iglesia es saber responder a cada coyuntura que el Señor nos permite vivir.
And the first thing we want to know is how to respond to every crisis and social situation that God gives us the grace to live.
Les invito a que vayamos en nuestras Biblias a Efesios 5, del 14 al 17.
He wants us to look in your Bibles, if you have them, in Ephesians 5, verses 14 is where we'll begin. This is what it is said: "Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Be careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, for the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is."
Y en ocasiones, haciendo énfasis en el versículo 16.
Oftentimes, the emphasis is placed on verse 16.
El sentido de tiempo que allí nos habla el versículo.
The understanding of time that is talked about in that verse
es tomado un poquito de forma equivocada al pensar que habla de algo estricto en cuanto a nuestro tiempo como seres humanos aquí en la tierra.
It's often misinterpreted and understood very literally and very strictly about the time that we have on this earth.
Y pensamos es que tenemos que ser muy disciplinados y durante el día tenemos que hacer esto y planear y tenemos que tener un cronograma estricto. A veces tomamos ese versículo así.
We often take that verse to mean that we must live very strict, very regimented lives, to not miss any opportunity and to do our work in a very, yeah.
Pero siendo un poquitico más fieles al griego y la palabra tiempo, kairos.
But being more faithful to the original Greek translation, the word time, kairos in the Greek.
Significa tener como un sentido agudo, estar atentos estratégicamente a lo que el Espíritu de Dios nos está mostrando.
That word really implies that what we need is to have a strategic intuition about what the Spirit is asking us to do and what God is doing around us.
Es por eso que en ese versículo 18 que sigue después del pasaje que leímos dice: "Antes bien sed llenos del Espíritu Santo."
Verse 18, which continues after what we just read, says, "Rather be full of the Spirit."
Ser llenos del Espíritu para saber cómo responder a cada coyuntura que el Señor nos está mostrando.
So be full of the Spirit so that you know how to respond to every crisis and social situation that you find yourself in.
Como
each historical moment.
Como el director de una orquesta o de una sinfonía o del grupo de alabanza en esta mañana. Saber cuándo entra cada instrumento, tener presente cuándo es el momento adecuado.
So it's a strategic intuition of the Spirit to know how we should respond to each historical moment. It's like an orchestra conductor or a choir director this morning who understands just when each instrument or each voice should enter the piece of music.
O pensando en el ajedrecista, a los que le gusta jugar ajedrez, es saber anticipar quizás cuál es la jugada del contrincante, saber cómo debo hacer mi próxima jugada, cómo se está llevando a cabo el juego para ir hacia la victoria.
Or for you chess players out there, it's the chess player who can visualize the whole board and be thinking two or three moves ahead, so that you can head to win the chess match. Because you're already planning two or three moves down the board.
Y surge entonces una pregunta que nos desafía y es ¿cómo estamos discerniendo nuestro tiempo actualmente?
So one of the questions we have is how are we discerning these times?
Cuando éramos solteros, Caro y yo, siempre nos gustó contribuir con el crecimiento y el desarrollo de niños, niñas, adolescentes y jóvenes.
When we were single, Carolina and I always enjoyed working with children, youth, and young adults.
Eso fue en nuestras ciudades de origen, pero cuando nos mudamos a Cali y estudiamos teología.
And that's what we did in the cities that we grew up in. They grew up in different cities, Bucaramanga and Cartagena, but then they moved together to Cali to study at the seminary there.
Entendimos un poquito más a profundidad a través de la palabra que el adorar a Dios a través del servicio también es una forma de desarrollar nuestra vida espiritual.
So when we went to seminary, one of the things we began to learn through God's word was we learned through God's word that service to others was also a form of serving God and of worshiping God.
Después que nos casamos, siguió con nosotros ese deseo de continuar y saber que eso es para siempre, por el resto de nuestras vidas.
And once we got married, this desire to serve God by acting on behalf of vulnerable communities continued.
Y hoy nos encontramos viviendo en Honduras, pensando en eso mismo, en cómo continuar ese camino de dar respuestas a las coyunturas sociales, pero cuando regresemos también a nuestro país.
So this call on our lives has been consistent, and so we know that God is calling us to this work for the rest of our lives. Now we find ourselves in Honduras, and we're continuing to think about this and how do we respond to the social divisions and the social crises back in our home country of Colombia.
Y el segundo desafío es orientar a la comunidad de fe para permanecer expectante y con esperanza de lo nuevo que el Señor ofrece.
And our second intuition is that we are to guide communities of faith to remain expectant and in the hope of the new reality God is offering and bringing.
Y el versículo 5 de Apocalipsis 21 dice, He aquí yo hago nuevas todas las cosas.
Verse 5 in the Revelation passage that we read here. ¿Dónde estás?
Sorry. El versículo 5.
So, yeah, verse 5 there. I am making all things new. Uh-huh. And I am doing this new work.
Y la palabra nuevo aquí, traducida del griego, la palabra kainos.
Here the word new is the Greek word kainos.
Que significa nuevo, que no es costumbre usar.
Which is something new or something that you're not accustomed to using or to doing.
Que hace referencia a una distinta naturaleza.
Something that's new in form or quality.
Y es precisamente lo que Jesús vino a hacer en nuestra vida, mostrarnos una nueva forma de vivir.
And that's exactly what Jesus promised to do in us, to give us a new way of living.
Nos dio un nuevo mandamiento en Juan 13.
John 13, Jesus gives us a new commandment.
Nos manda a ser nuevos hombres, nuevas mujeres.
Calling us to be new men and new women.
Pero sobre todo nos da una nueva esperanza.
But above all, people with a new hope.
Y cuando leemos este libro, este texto de Apocalipsis, a mí me da esperanza.
And when I read Revelation, I get hope.
De todo lo nuevo que Dios quiere darnos.
Of all the new things God is giving us.
Y nos da esperanza porque nosotros queremos hacer algo nuevo también en Colombia.
And this gives us hope because we want to do something new in Colombia.
Y a través de todo lo que hemos vivido en Honduras, a través de la historia de Blair, cómo nos inspira a nosotros.
And also living with Blair and our friends in Honduras has given us new eyes as well and new experiences.
Nos inspira y nos da confianza y esperanza de que los contextos, las situaciones difíciles que viven en Colombia pueden mejorar.
This has given us a hope that all of the difficult circumstances that we still live in our home country in Colombia still can get better.
Y nosotros queremos contribuir a ese cambio en Colombia.
And we want to contribute to that change in Colombia.
Porque estamos convencidos de que entre más haya gente que hable de paz, entre más haya gente que no sea violenta, Colombia, nuestro país, va a cambiar.
We are convinced that as more people go about learning that it is possible to be nonviolent, that our country will become nonviolent.
Así que, a través de este texto, Dios también quiere reflexionar y mostrarles a ustedes que hay esperanza para las situaciones también difíciles que vivimos como seres humanos.
And so I want to tell you that there is hope for the difficult circumstances that you also face.
Finalmente, para reflexionar, voy a leer la primera que tengo allí y puedes traducir.
Sure.
Si eres un discípulo que con los años has venido creciendo en la palabra y comunión con Dios, es importante seguir reconociendo los tiempos, las necesidades de nuestros contextos, poder ayudar a orientar a otros que vienen por el mismo camino que tú y brindarles esperanza.
So to conclude, if you're a disciple who has spent your life growing in the Word and in communion with God, it's important that you continue discerning the times, discerning the necessities of your own context, that you may teach others who are walking the same road and bring them hope.
Si aún no has creído en Cristo, es una invitación que su palabra te hace esta mañana para que puedas tener la esperanza que Él hará nuevas cosas, principalmente tu vida. Te ofrece vida abundante, vida plena, vida eterna, pero es necesario depositar tu confianza en Él.
If you do not yet know Christ, this is an invitation His Word offers you this morning, that you may have the hope that He will make all things new, beginning with your own life. He offers you life abundant, life that is full, life that is complete, life that is eternal. It is only necessary that you place your faith in Him.
Oremos.
Oremos. Let's pray.
Amado Dios, gracias por tu amor inmerecido.
Gracious God, we give you thanks for your unmerited love.
Gracias por seguir revelándote a nuestra vida a través de tu palabra.
Thank you for continuing to reveal yourself to us through your word.
Gracias por darnos esperanza.
Thank you for giving us hope.
Gracias por contar con nuestras vidas para transmitir esperanza a otros.
Thank you for working through our lives to transmit hope to others.
Te pedimos que mientras llega ese día en que estemos contigo,
we pray that as we wait for that day when we will be with you,
podamos aquí en la tierra aportar.
We may continue to work here on earth.
Para que nuestra familia, nuestras comunidades,
that our families and our communities
puedan vivir plenamente,
may live abundantly,
puedan recibir amor,
may receive love,
pero sobre todo puedan conocerte más a ti.
But above all, may come to know you better.
Gracias por todas las personas que hoy estamos aquí.
Thank you for everyone that is here today.
Bendice esta iglesia, toda la labor que ellos han hecho durante años.
Bless this church and the work that they have been doing for so many years.
Dales nuevas energías a los que están cansados.
Give new energy to those who are tired.
Y muéstrales nuevas cosas para seguir trabajando en tu obra.
And show them new things that they may continue in your work.
Aquí estamos, Señor.
Here we are, Lord.
Honrando tu nombre.
Honoring your name.
Y dispuestos a seguir sirviéndote.
May we continue to serve you.
En el nombre de Cristo Jesús.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amén.
Amen. Amen.